Kong, Godzilla, they can feel it too. Something is coming. Something even they're afraid of.
The movie Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, now in theaters, might have you asking, wait, didn't we just have a Godzilla movie like 4 months ago? Yeah, we did. But in a world as big as ours, there's always room for another CGI spectacle featuring ginormous creatures beating each other to a pulp. So yeah, Godzilla is back, and so is Kong, 91 years after the original big old monkey first climbed the Empire State Building with poor Fay Wray. Back in 2021, those two iconic monsters went after each other in Godzilla vs. Kong. The bout ended in a draw, with Kong heading off to a realm called Hollow Earth at, you guessed it, the center of the Earth. There, he was looking for more of his kind, and just maybe, a simian happily ever after. But wouldn't you know it, there are now more monsters to fight. So, Kong and Godzilla are going to have to let bygones be bygones to do the right thing together. Oh, there are some humans too, but do we care? Nah, this flick's all about monsters wreaking havoc.
The last time those two met up, it was almost the end of Kong.
They don't have to like each other, we just have to work together.
And the city-stomping carnage showcased here is definitely the PG-13 blockbuster variety. Some tribal spirituality and a bit of language creep in too, even as a mom and her adopted daughter forge a deeper relationship. So we're giving Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, a 3 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Your kids are unique, and so are you. You have your strengths as a parent and areas of growth, too. Find out what they are by taking the 7 Traits of Effective Parenting Assessment from Focus on the Family. Find out how you're doing on traits like gratitude, grace, and other research-backed traits. When you're done, we'll give you a detailed PDF with several pages of content on how to use your unique strengths and how to work on your areas of growth. This simple framework shows you how to be an effective mom or dad in daily family life, a parent who recognizes your imperfections and finds ways to thrive. You'll also get access to other resources from Focus on the Family to help you keep growing into the best parent for your kids. It only takes a few minutes to boost your parenting. Take the 7 Traits of Effective Parenting Assessment at parentingtraits.com. That's parentingtraits.com.